This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
I watched a movie where a guy moves into a new apartment and there's already someone living there. Except, she's not supposed to be there. And now they're arguing like a married couple, even though one of them might not even be alive. This is Movie Torture with Brad, where I watch movies you probably shouldn't. Break them down, spiral a little, and figure out if they're actually worth it or if they should have stayed on the shelf. Let's get into it. All right, Just Like Heaven from 2005. I went to the theater and saw this movie, and I remember it very particularly because I was in the movie theater and there was a storm and I could hear the storm, the thunder, and the rain hitting the theater while I'm watching a movie called Just Like Heaven with Reese Witherspoon. And this movie is basically, what if your roommate was a ghost and also controlling everything? You've got Reese Witherspoon as Elizabeth, super driven doctor, very intense, and somehow still arguing while not fully existing. And then you've got Mark Ruffalo as David. Man, this guy's a sad sack. Just trying to live his life and now dealing with the most aggressive ghost of all time. So David moves into this apartment, right? And he's trying to reset his life. He's got his plants. He's bringing a sad energy. He's like, I just need peace, man. He's got that vibe. And then suddenly Elizabeth shows up. And she's like, why are you in my apartment? And he's like, well, why are you in my apartment? See, I'm trying to imagine this conversation. Imagine signing a lease. You finally get your keys. You walk in. You're like, all right, fresh start. And then someone appears and goes, get out. No, I just signed the lease. I'm calling the landlord immediately. Hey, quick question. Does this place come with the ghost or is that extra? And am I going to get my security deposit back? I need it back. I'm a sad sack. I need my security deposit back. Here's the problem. Now, here's where it gets weird. She's there, but not there. He can see her, but no one else can. Why am I saying this while I'm using quotes with my fingers? I don't know. You can't see this. And instead of leaving, they start figuring it out. I'm not investigating this, but this is where the movie loses me a little. Because if I see someone no one else can see, I'm not investigating. I'm relocating, man. I don't want to see a ghost in my place. Imagine the conversation he's got with friends. Hey, man, how's the new place? Well, it's great, except there's a woman yelling at me that no one else can see. You're moving immediately, right? No, I'm going to stay because she's hot. That's basically what he's saying. If this was Rosie O'Donnell, homeboy is out. He is not staying. But he's staying because he's Reese Witherspoon and he's a sad sack. Which brings me to these ghost movies. All of them have one problem. They have these conversations in public with the ghost. If I see this guy, Mark Ruffalo, I'm thinking, David, you got to get some help, man. I think you're talking to yourself. And he's like, no, I'm talking to a ghost. I'm not going to stay around to figure out ghost rules because they have different rules. They can do things differently. Now, David and her, they start interacting more. And here's the crazy part. They start bonding. Imagine bonding with the ghost, but you can't bond with anybody else in real life. He's helping her figure out what's going on, and she's still bossing him around like she pays rent there. I mean, this guy's the one keeping the power on. And why does she think she's in charge? That's what's wild to me. She might be a ghost, and she's still running the apartment? How in the world can a ghost be running the apartment? Imagine that dynamic. You need to clean that. You don't even have a body. That doesn't matter. I said clean it, David. What do you mean it doesn't matter? You're telling me I'm getting told what to do by someone who technically isn't even on the lease. That's crazy, man. The realization is they finally realize something happened to her. She's not randomly there. And now it becomes, we need to figure out what happened before it's too late. Dun, 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 dun. Now it's a mission. Man, David and her, they're on the mission. This man came here to grieve and water plants. But now he's investigating hospitals, solving mysteries. He's like a little Columbo. He needs a cigar and he's trying to save someone. Imagine explaining this to somebody. So yeah, I met a girl. Oh, nice. She might be a ghost. Okay, what? And now I'm trying to bring her back to life. That escalated quick. This movie is actually funny. It's emotional. It's a little chaotic. And somehow it's kind of sweet. You've got this because he's trying to. And in the end, he's going to save her. She's going to come back to life. And you know what? They're going to fall in love. Because underneath all this weirdness, it's all about connection in this movie. Would I survive? No. Because I would have left immediately. I'm not staying in a haunted apartment arguing with someone I can't explain. I'm not going to argue with a ghost. It's not happening. This movie's basically sad guy plus ghost roommate plus accidental relationship plus we're together now and I'm dating a ghost. I don't know. It works. It works in this movie. Movie torture movie gold. I'm going to give it torture. It's not that great. I don't really want to ever watch it again. I was a big Reese Witherspoon fan back then, so I would have said gold back in 05 when it came out, or 06. It's movie torture now. I don't want to watch it. And I'm not a Ruffalo guy either, so it's weird, but not in always a good way. Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow along and hit me up with movies you want me to cover. My name is Brad, and I'll be back next week watching a movie so you don't have to.